WNYC's reporters have been following the story. Stephen Nesson was in the Upper East Side apartment building where the shooter lived. Stephen, you spoke to the superintendent and the neighbors of alleged shooter Jeffrey Johnson. What did they tell you about him today?
Well, they described a man who was very quiet, very shy. The super said he's a mellow guy. He can't believe he would do such a thing. Also, somewhat of a serious guy. He wore a suit every single day, either a brown one or a dark gray one, even just to go to McDonald's. Apparently, he had a very steady routine every morning between 8 and 9. He'd get his New York Times and head over to McDonald's, come back to the apartment with two bags. He was an animal lover, according to one neighbor. He was very friendly with her dog, and he kept two cats of his own and expressed great sadness, and one of them died last year.
And this building, where are you right now?
I'm on 82nd Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenue. It's a very quiet street. A lot of young people, actually, in the building. Some people said he's kind of one of the older guys. It's a very social area, actually. A lot of the neighbors all have barbecues in the back, but Johnson never attended any of those. Pretty much kept to himself, and the only visitor anyone ever remembers was a mother or maybe an older sister visiting once.
Johnson was laid off from Hays and Imports a year ago, according to police. Do neighbors know about that, and do they know if he had found another job?
No, they don't know. They really didn't discuss it with him. One neighbor said he always had a computer bag with him, and another neighbor was shocked to learn he didn't have a job because he looked so professional every day, like he was going to some sort of high, you know, some well-paid banking job, she said. But the fact is, he came home every day and pretty much didn't leave his apartment for a lot of those days.